Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Florida, a brilliant high school valedictorian confesses to stabbing his mother over 70 times.
What?
In Kansas, a couple of YouTubers are on the case to locate two missing mothers, and a woman says God told her to shoot at other drivers due to the eclipse.
Nice.
These stories and more coming at you today, Friday, on Real Life, Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Mike Agavino, and I'm tired, boys.
Yeah.
My alarm went off. I got up, took care of the dog, fed the dog, let him out, brought him back in, showered up, did everything, get ready, got to the front door, ready to walk out and drive to the studio, and took a look at my phone, and my phone said, it's 2 a.m. And we didn't have a plan to record at 3:30 a.m.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
traffic wouldn't have been bad for you.
I have no idea how I hit the 1:30 thing on the iPhone instead of the 5:30 thing, which is when I would usually wake up. But
for real,
I'm about as groggy as I have been. So,
right. So what did you do with that extra?
I got back in bed, but I probably nodded off for a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
I had already poured a cup of coffee and drank coffee, so that wasn't.
So Miss Jerry must be a hard sleeper and didn't hear you get up. And
I don't know. I'll probably find out when I get home.
Because I'll tell you what, Wendy, I get up to go to the restroom, man, and she's up and hears everything.
Yeah.
She certainly would have been like, what in the hell are you doing?
Well, Miss Cherry sleeps in the West Wing. So
that makes sense.
East Wing, and,
that makes sense, though.
She probably didn't hear anything.
Well, hey, on a kind of a serious note, y'all, I don't normally get too alarmed about things, like terror threat levels and stuff like that. But at every morning I read the news, like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, I read what happened overnight. They say would have been yesterday. We're recording a day earlier. So on Thursday, FBI Director Christopher Wray is going to hold or will have held a press conference where he's warning of an elevated threat to U.S. public safety and national security. Okay. And he says, looking back over my career in law enforcement, I'd be hard-pressed to think of a time where so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once. Ray Wood will say this to the House Appropriations Subcommittee here on Thursday afternoon, but he also says, but that is the case as I sit here today. This is not a point where we can let up. Y'all, to me, in my mind, he said, we need all the tools, all the people, and all the resources required to tackle these threats and to keep Americans safe, et cetera, et cetera. And the immediate concern is that individuals will draw inspiration from the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict in the Middle East and carry out terrorist attacks in the United States. And he's going to talk about the Russian concert hall terrorist attack that left 144 dead. Says our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home. But now increasingly concerned is potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS attack in Russia, et cetera. What that tells me is, like before 9/11, when they were fighting over, hiding information from each other, and Homeland Security got started after that and all that. But they're going to come out and they say that now. I firmly believe, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I firmly believe that they have intelligence that says, hey, somebody's about to do something, and they're trying to step up everybody's awareness and also, if it happens, since they can't stop it, they can say, hey, we told you so. But so, like, Miss Cheryl Reed, who's an original lifer from, like, episode one of A Real Life Real Crime, she's from Prescott, Arizona, right?
Yep.
And she flew in, and Jim, you got to meet her yesterday.
She's an amazing woman.
With her family, they came to South Louisiana just to go fishing with Captain Duvall, another huge supporter and a huge supporter of LOPA. But the I'm thinking of them, they got to get it back on the plane. I don't think maybe they'll ever get to use planes again like they did on 9/11. But the, I mean, if you're traveling, you know, airports and wherever, you know what, just have, don't be afraid, just be aware. If you see something, call 911. Yeah. Go ahead. I don't want any of y'all to die.
Amen. Yeah.
Is this unprecedented? Have they ever done this?
I have never seen them come out and say, I've seen them raise the threat level, but nothing where they're like specific. We really believe this is going to happen.
To hold a press conference.
Right. To hold a press conference on it and stay in it. I mean, you know, we all get complacent and I get that, but them dudes coming out and saying that they are not going to do that just to fluff up.
Yeah. They got some credible
money or whatever.
They got credible information.
And look, they had advance warning on what was going, not exactly what was going to happen in Russia, but they had it down pretty good. I mean, they were talking about concert venues and those, you know, right. that type of a scenario, and that's exactly, you know, what ended up playing out. So, and that was our intelligence was informing Russia weeks before
right.
that attack that it right. was imminent. So, I'm sure he will get questioned as to whether it's the same kind of information mm-hmm. they're picking up right now. But I also wonder with, you know, the government's tendency to try and control things, whether this is going to cause, you know, some kind of major, you know, change in, you know, locking down certain things. Are they going to cancel events? Are they going to keep kids home from school? I mean, I hope it doesn't come to them trying to do that stuff all over again. But
I don't know. Don't have a real good feeling about it. It's hard to stop the lone wolf or the small group, you know, because they learn from people that have been stopped in the past. And if I was going to do it, you wouldn't stop me. So, but anyway, y'all stay safe. And I love y'all. And let's get into this true crime time for Friday.
All right. And we're going to go to Polk County.
Sheriff on a shelf.
Good. A 22-year-old pre-med student who was once described as a genius and remarkably brilliant has confessed to fatally stabbing his mother, an elementary school teacher, over 70 times. Saturday, April 6, Emmanuel Manny Espinoza drove from the University of Florida in Gainesville to his mother's home in Frost Proof to attend an event for his grandfather. His mother, Elvia Espinoza, invited him to stay with her while he was in town. Manny Espinoza arrived at approximately 2 o'clock p.m., knocked to come in, and began stabbing his mother the second she opened the door. Grady Judd shared the Ring doorbell footage showing Espinoza standing at the doorway with a small knife hidden behind his back. He was wearing headphones and listening to Jay-Z and Kanye West's song No Church in the Wild. Espinoza was studying to become a doctor, and he knew where to stab her, meaning his mother, for maximum effect because of his biology classes. He saw she was still alive, so he continued to stab her. Judd said Espinoza cut himself during the stabbing. You always talk about happens. That a lot. And washed his hands and the knife in the sink afterward. Espinoza wanted to ask his mom for the Neosporin, but then realized she was dead. Mm. Let that sink in.
All right.
He called 911 and he confessed to killing her. According to Judd, Manny and Elvia Espinoza never had any prior issues. Espinoza described their relationship as an 8 out of 10, but he claimed he wanted to kill her for years. Espinoza did not have a history of drug or alcohol abuse, mental health problems, or prior arrest, which is part of the reason why Judge said this is one of the most bizarre murders we've ever dealt with. Espinoza was valedictorian at his high school and graduated with a 4.5 GPA. His mother, who was a mother of three, was a second grade teacher at Ben Hill Griffin Elementary School in Frostproof, and several schools and teachers in the area shared tributes following her death. He was booked into the Polk County Jail on charges of first degree murder and tampering with evidence, and he is held without bond.
I don't know.
I'm
speechless.
It's crazy.
So many times, bro.
4.5 GPA, has the whole world in front of him. He's pre-med student.
They said no history of mental illness.
Obvious history.
The insanity defense might come into play because he called in himself and said, I did it. He didn't try to hide it
or
anything else. But obviously he has specific intent. As a mom or father, I can't imagine opening a door and having one of my kids stab me 70 times.
No provocation. There was no argument. She opens the door to let him in. Hey, son. And he hammers her 70 times with a knife.
Well, look, you don't achieve what he had achieved early in his life without strong push from strong-willed parents.
That's true.
I've seen it. A number of times, went to school with a lot of brilliant people. They're all pushed heavily by their parents. And I don't know. Did that at some point he just snap? Because as you said, Jim, you're right. I mean, in front of him would seem to be a great career and a great life. And if historically, the relationship was 8 out of 10, and that's what everybody saw. And, you know, her character as an elementary school teacher would be well known, and everybody seeing this out of left field. I just don't – I don't know how a human being just snaps like that when their life is seemingly in such order.
And, I mean, even his own admission, their relationship was an 8 out of 10. So, he had no malice.
Yes.
On its face.
After he stabbed her, he asked her for Neosporin, I guess that's
– And then realized she was dead.
With her cuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Some stories you come across, you just can't believe them when you read them. That was one for me that makes no sense. Tragic.
I agree.
Yeah, God. That's one kind of crazy. Here's another kind of crazy. So this week has been, a bunch of craziness associated with the eclipse, but I don't think anything quite this crazy. So this is a Florida woman who claims she went on a shooting spree because she was told by God to do so because of the eclipse. The Florida Highway Patrol announced that the active shooter situation began on Monday, the day of the eclipse, as 22-year-old Talon Nichelle Celestine entered Florida's Interstate 10 at the 112-mile marker in her purple Challenger. I don't know exactly where the 112-mile marker would be, but I guess it would be 112 miles from the coast, right? She was a Georgia native. She began firing multiple shots into another vehicle within the first 5 miles of entering the interstate. So she got right on the 10, decided what she was going to do, and began shooting. And it was random, and she didn't know the people in the other car. It came immediately after she informed people at work that she was going on a shooting spree. So she told the folks, I'm going on a shooting spree because I've been, quote, directed by God in relation to the solar eclipse.
Okay.
Nothing more than that was said. The agency said that the bullets struck the passing vehicle multiple times, causing the driver to be hit by glass fragments from the window and grazed on the arm by one of the bullets. After the driver was able to get away by steering into the shoulder of the road, Celestine allegedly began shooting at another vehicle. This was near mile marker 107, so it's another 5 miles down the road. According to the Holmes County Sheriff's Office, authorities became aware of the shooting spree after reports of someone shooting into other vehicles were made to Washington County Communications. The police department said that a trooper with a Florida Highway Patrol witnessed her exit the interstate and head toward a rest area. The vehicle then made a U-turn and attempted to get back on the interstate, and that's when the trooper initiated the traffic stop. And shockingly, given what she had done before, she stopped and was taken into custody without any incident. The Florida Highway Patrol said that an AR-15 and a 9mm handgun were recovered from her vehicle. She was charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and improper discharge of a firearm. Currently, there appear to be two victims. One has been cleared and released, and the other is receiving medical attention, added the Holmes County Sheriff's Office, noting that there is, quote, no remaining threat to the community. That was all on Monday. The incident remains under investigation by Florida Highway Patrol. But
wonder about, you know, I can tell you from working in prison system and working as a cop, you know, when full moons come, that's the real deal. It makes people fucking go crazy. You didn't want to go to work on those nights, especially during when it's hot and all that. So I wonder if the solar eclipse could kind of, you know, mess. Maybe some people are on the fringe or whatever, and the solar eclipse hits them and
the only thing it made me do was get naked and howl at the moon.
Which is just another Monday for you. But
the moon wasn't even howl.
But it – no, and there's a lot of – not necessarily to this level, but there's a lot of stories about crazy stuff that people did on Monday or in the aftermath of the eclipse. So maybe just
– I don't know. Dang.
A lot of crazy.
That's two stories.
Also strange – I mean, no one from her work reported that when she said it. I mean, no one, I guess they didn't take her serious.
They at some point spoke to somebody at work because maybe they did report it because they know what she said to her coworker. So, but she immediately went from making that statement to taking the car and driving on the interstate. So it was minutes between that and her shooting.
Very true. Well, we're going to bring you to – well, we're going to bring you a couple of states here, Oklahoma, Kansas area. You know, I don't know how we missed kind of reporting this when it came out. I don't recall us reporting about the two women missing. They were dropping off their children for school. They left, and they were not seen again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't – from the last couple of weeks?
From the yes, sir.
Thelma and Louise situation.
I don't think that not in this scenario for sure. They had young kids and the whole world's looking for them pretty much right now in this area. But two YouTubers recently searched an abandoned property for signs of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly, saying that the public and their families they want answers like yesterday. The individuals are looking for the two missing women from Hugoton, Kansas, and said that they are investigating a home near the Oklahoma-Kansas border after receiving a tip from someone. Butler, who is 27, and Kelly, who is 39, were last seen on March 30th heading to pick up children before their car was found abandoned in Oklahoma with foul play suspected. They could be anywhere. And like in this property back here, it's abandoned, but there's a well back there. It's not covered. It's pretty big. So I got down in there and looked. You never know where they could be, added the YouTubers. Both the YouTubers said they plan to stay in the area and look for Butler and Kelly as long as they can afford. Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation Public Information Manager Hunter McKee, when asked about the property, declined to comment. He did say that we have said what we can say at this time. Once we get more information, we will put it out as necessary. But right now we're looking for these women and there are no arrests. We are still telling everyone in the area that if you know anything, please contact us. McKee said on Monday that it's becoming more and more challenging to find the woman alive as the days mount with no sign of their whereabouts. A missing person advisory from the Texas County Sheriff's Office said that Butler has several tattoos, a Chinese symbol on her left forearm, a sunflower on her shoulder, and that Jillian has a butterfly tattoo on her left forearm. The alert describes Butler as being 5'4" with red hair and green eyes, last seen wearing a blue short sleeve shirt and denim shorts. Kelly has brown hair and blue eyes and was last seen wearing a long sleeve shirt, blue jeans, and tan shoes. The vehicle they were traveling in was found abandoned near Highway 95 in Elkhart, Kansas, in rural Texas County. And I mean, these women have not been seen since.
Yeah, that's not going to end
ladies.
Well.
No, and when the police say suspected foul play, it makes me think they found something in the car, blood or something.
Yeah. Not going to end well. Hopefully it does. But
well, and these YouTubers are operating off a tip, and I don't know that people realize how much tips solve crime that are, you know, people won't communicate with police, but they'll communicate with other people.
Yeah, I get that all the time. And just last week I got a huge tip in Miss Barbara Blunt's case. So continue to call the tip line. You never know which one is going to send it over. But these ladies, not good.
No.
Doesn't sound good.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. We'll keep you posted.
Well, I think this next story is the first story we've ever done out of Poland. I don't remember us ever doing a story out of Poland. And after this one, we might just want to exclude Poland forever. Father Tomasz Zmarzli from the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary of the Angels in Poland has been sentenced to 18 months in prison. We'll get back to that later because I don't know how this is only 18 months, for sex and drug crimes. Apparently, Zmarzli planned a party at his apartment. I apologize to anyone who is from Poland listening when I try and pronounce the name of this city. The city is Dąbrowa Górnicza, and it wasn't really a party. It was actually an orgy. And unfortunately, one of the good father's guests overdosed on erectile dysfunction pills during the event.
Like it killed him overdose?
Let me continue. Overdosed on erectile dysfunction pills. I need to know how many that is because, you know, I'm taking those things like Chiclets at this point. An ambulance was summoned, but when the paramedics arrived, Zmarzli refused to open the door to them. The ambulance service then called the police, who were eventually allowed inside. And when they got inside, they found this guy unconscious. He was taken to the hospital, but he actually did later recover, so he didn't die. A Polish paper said, quote, "The event was organized by clergy and was purely sexual. Its participants took, quote, potency pills." Informing his superior about the incident the following day, Father Zmarzli denied that he had organized a gay orgy. The priest was sentenced for sexual offenses, the supply of drugs, and failing to provide assistance to a person in danger of loss of life or serious bodily harm. The priest was ordered to pay the victim 15,000 zlotys. Zlotys. I didn't know what the currency was in Poland. It's Z-L-O-T-Y-S, zlotys, maybe it's lotus. Unfortunately, 15,000 zlotys is only $3,820 U.S. But he was forced to pay that much to the victim in damages and to pay several thousand zlotys to a fund set up to help the victims. Due to the nature of the case, the trial took place behind closed doors. So they already tried this guy, but did it behind closed doors, no media. There will be no appeal. The Diocese of Sosnowiec in southwest Poland had been engulfed in a scandal since. It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different. And in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Reports of the sex party in the town emerged, and the bishop of the diocese, I won't even attempt his name, stepped down. But the Vatican said at the time, without giving a reason for his resignation. So the Vatican got involved in this thing. Tomasi was discharged from the clergy, so he lost his priestship, this guy. So I guess he won't be throwing any more orgies with ED meds while wearing his priestly robe. I don't know. Only in Poland, I guess. ED overdose?
Bizarre.
Yeah, right. Very.
I mean, so I don't know. take a bunch of those things so that you can remain aroused for hours and hours and hours.
Once you overdose.
For a big party.
I'll have to look that up. I think I will look it up.
Yeah, look up how many times, pills you got to take.
The effects of it. But anyway.
It's a lot of blood flow. All right, we're going to go to Texas, and a Klein, Texas high school cosmetology teacher and her son were arrested after recruiting students who were reportedly runaways to work as prostitutes. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said that 42-year-old Kendria Grigsby and her son, 22-year-old Roger McGee, were each charged with 3 counts of child sex trafficking and 3 counts of compelling prostitution. Grigsby, a Klein ISD high school teacher, and I'm not sure what that acronym stands for, so we'll get Woody to look that up.
Independent school district.
Probably. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is accused of helping McGee by recruiting teenagers from a school she worked at. As part of the recruitment efforts, Grigsby offered the students a hotel room to live in. Evidence presented during the court proceedings showed text messages between the female complainant and McGee discussing a Zelle payment for prostitution services. Authorities say Grigsby paid for a hotel room where the incident took place. And the sheriff's office claimed the victims, who were ages 15, 16, and 17, were all runaways and students where Grigsby was employed as a teacher. The investigation has resulted in multiple other teens coming forward and accusing Grigsby of attempting to recruit them while they were attending school. Officials alerted families of students at Klein High School about the situation. They basically said, "We are writing to inform you of the situation at the high school." The letter to the families also said law enforcement notified us that the cosmetology teacher, Kendria Grigsby, was taken into custody for felony charges of sex trafficking and compelling prostitution. As soon as we were notified of the information, the district took immediate action. The district continued by saying it has no intention of allowing Grigsby back to the high school. I mean, that guy kind of fucking goes without saying.
It's a difficult decision.
Yeah.
I've never heard of cosmetology classes in high school. Have you guys?
I think so. It's like the shop. Some of them now have, like back in my day, you could take shop or whatever. Now they're giving them alternative.
I guess careers. They probably don't do home ec anymore. I'm dating myself. There is no. Right. Home ec.
Right. I took home ec. I enjoyed home ec.
Home ec was great because you were like 3 guys in the class.
Exactly.
Major scam sessions.
It's just like the other thing that they do now. You know, you get so many college credits before you go to college and shit like that.
And especially for these independent schools, they focus a lot on trades. Even a public school here in Livingston Parish, they have everything from welding to criminal justice.
Not everybody's going.
You name it.
No, and it's probably a really good thing they do. I just not heard. But also, how do you recruit kids into an independent school district's school? I don't. How does that?
Well, there's. I don't know.
These were runaways. Like
they're homeless.
Well,
they're all homeless.
Yeah, runaways.
I don't know.
I mean, this was clearly a completely premeditated thing. Operate from inside of a school with this prostitution ring. So you're hiding under the cloak of being a cosmetology teacher recruiting. I don't know how they got away with that. I mean, what's the school thinking? Where are all these kids coming from?
Yeah,
crazy.
Man, we've done some shows with crazy stories. Yeah. We are like 3 for freaking 3, or how many stories have we done? Right. We're 5 for 5.
Two of them are out of Florida.
Oh, my God. Well, I got not quite as crazy maybe, but still crazy, out of Arizona, where an 18-year-old driver was involved in a car accident that left a former police officer dead. The Arizona Department of Public Safety said that Rachel Berg was driving a red 2024 Chevy Corvette on US 60 in Mesa, Arizona. First of all, a 2024 Chevy Corvette is over $100,000, isn't it?
At least.
She's 18 years old. So mommy, daddy mm-hmm. bought their sweetheart, daddy. Rachel, a 2024 Corvette. So she's in Mesa, Arizona, when she slammed into 46-year-old Michael Clark. He was on his Harley.
Mm.
Berg, so this is the 18-year-old, rushed over and provided CPR to Clark, but paramedics pronounced him dead at the scene. Berg admitted that she was speeding and could not stop in time to avoid hitting Clark. Investigators then obtained a warrant to download the crash data from her car.
Right.
Those 2024 Corvettes have some sophisticated online systems. The onboard data showed that the Corvette was traveling at a speed of 155 miles per hour, just
so fast.
Just 5 seconds before she struck Clark. She slammed on her brakes, and she had slowed down to 87 miles per hour when the impact occurred wow. with Clark and the Harley. Authorities took Berg into custody, and they have charged her with reckless manslaughter. I know there was a reckless manslaughter.
Yeah, different state to state.
Clark was a veteran and served for more than a decade as a police officer in Tacoma, Washington, before moving to the Phoenix area to retire. Worked part-time as a park ranger in Tempe. But you're out for a nice ride in your Harley, you're semi-retired Crazy. There in the yeah, Valley of the Sun, and here comes some 18-year-old in a 100,000-plus vehicle going 155 miles per hour.
Let me tell you how fast that is. The fastest I've ever gone is 171, and that was in a undercover, believe it or not, a big Ford truck that had the turbo chip in it.
Mm. On a track?
No, on
the road. Wow.
Now, I have done the high-speed driving on the state mm-hmm. police track and all that, but the Crown Vicks we had back then would only reach 128 miles an hour before the tire start to do walk. I don't know what it
yeah,
was.
Wobble.
But it's just slowed it down. But this vehicle had the turbo chip in it. It was a big Ford F-250 diesel, believe it or not. But a turbo chip made it. I got it that fast. Let me tell you something. At 150, I've driven that several times. At 150, you go to slow down, and when you slow down to the 80s, it seems like you're going 5 miles an hour.
Right.
150 miles an hour is way 128 is too fucking fast.
Yeah, that's
I was assuming the Harley was going, say the Harley was going 70. Mm-hmm. You're basically you got an 85 mile per hour difference between you and that. So that's your time to react because you're right. coming upon traffic, moving traffic that fast. God, that's insane.
Horrible, horrible.
Yeah, your instinct. Knowing even when to apply the brake. Yeah,
I mean,
going that fast would be almost impossible.
Whenever I would drive that fast on the job for whatever reason, especially at nighttime, I'm always scanning the ditches ahead for deer or anything to run out in front of you. But the, 87 miles an hour. You're 18 years old, you don't have but a couple of years behind the wheel. At least I did. I was a trained professional.
But you see this all the time. You're on the road, you're driving, you're going, you're pretty aggressive, you're going 75, 80, and people go flying by you. Yeah. And sometimes it's like a group of five. Mm-hmm. They're all tailgating each other and traveling, 100 miles per hour plus. It's funny. When you're young, you're crazy behind the wheel because I did some stupid shit. And you think back and go, man, how many times did I barely escape?
Having the unmarked vehicles that didn't look like unmarked vehicles, not even the Crown Vic or even when it was unmarked Crown Vic and people come blowing past you. And then I hit those hidden. Turn on the lights and
Yes, indeed. It is a mile high crime. And look, when you see these posts, I actually came across one yesterday, and it's not necessarily related to this story, but you'll see a funny post. I saw one last night of a guy, and he had just bought a truck. And he's standing in front of the truck, and it's a Tundra, and it has the extended back end. But this almost looked crazy extended, man. The back end was like 20 feet long, it looked like, and the front was, you know, just a regular front cab. And the in quotations, it said, go to the comments. And it was the funniest comments probably I've ever read on a post, because everybody was talking about that back end. You know, he's early to work. The front end's early to work. The back end's late, that kind of thing. You know, he has to do a 201 point reverse to back out of a parking lot. So this is kind of a situation like that. But it's in regards to a plane. And there was a couple frisky flyers. They were on a plane, and they were getting comfortable. It could almost be a kinky crime on that plane. Right. They supplied a picture of them, and they're basically on top of each other in the airplane seats. And it went crazy on X. It had 21 million views. And the comments were hilarious in the repost. One of them said, can't believe my view on the plane. It was like this a whole hour flight. The photo showed these unidentified flyers locked in a series of embraces while laying across the rows, as if they were in a love motel at 30,000 feet. One of the apparent mile-high hopefuls even had her feet propped against the tray table with her shoes off. Needless to say, the PDA display was not appreciated by many. Another person put, like two big ass kids. This is why I never fly economy. Another put, I'm more mad that they're barefoot. And one revolted viewer said, how did a flight attendant not say anything? Right. And when you see these pictures, I'll post them on the Facebook page. You'll see what I'm getting at. Another said, once you get to the point where you're tonguing your partner down, you've crossed the line of good manners.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, honeymooners. They could have
maybe
just,
so.
Just, you know, the first leg of the honeymoon.
It could be possible. And so they seeked out comment from the air, and it doesn't state if it was Southwest or who it was, but whoever that particular plane was. And they said that is against policy, and they're not quite sure why the flight attendant didn't break them up. But apparently this was for the entire 2-hour flight.
I mean, whatever happened to the day of sending your partner to the bathroom and then waiting 2 minutes and being incognito and going down and
right.
knocking on the door and getting in and being like Chevy Chase and getting the blue dye down up your legs.
Yeah.
So when we went to Vegas vacation, him and Beverly D'Angelo got it on in the plane, and he got his leg down. Yeah, the blue toilet
water. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever, he got stuck. But I don't know.
You know, I just think in 2024, that's in-flight entertainment. I mean, yeah, you know. Right.
You gotta have it.
It's good to go.
And I'm with the person that said, I'm more offended they took their shoes off. I mean, like, what are you doing? And barefoot
and
on
now
the plane?
You can't get a blanket on the plane. I guess they didn't have that option to cover up.
You never know what you'll see on the short
flight. They should
sue
the airline, because it would have been no issue if they could have gotten a blanket. I mean, come on.
That's right.
Cheap people.
Yes.
You just never know what you'll see on them flights. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We need a kinky pickup after all these depressing stories today.
For Friday, and Mike, I think I have just the answer for your blues. This is the third story today out of Florida. There was a man who was arguing that he was not subject to arrest. And he told police that he was allowed to be drunk and disorderly and sit naked in a trash can on the public sidewalk.
Oh, of course he was. What's wrong with that?
St. Petersburg cops say that Willie James Weeks, 35, was Pinellas intoxicated. County. Is it Pinellas? There you go. Was intoxicated, unsteady on his feet, and smelled of booze when they discovered him late Saturday evening on a downtown street. Weeks was taken out of the garbage can butt naked and arrested for disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer without violence, both of which are misdemeanors. In addition to claiming that he could not be punished for his apparent take on Oscar the Grouch. You know
that, it's so funny. I was going to say that. Oscar wears a garbage can and doesn't get any trouble.
He did not have to provide officers with his name or demographics, whatever that means. Pleaded guilty to both counts and was fined $520. His rap sheet he's a frequent flyer, a long thing of theft, disorderly conduct, panhandling, criminal mischief, blah, 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 blah. And one of his prior bus canes weeks, and a male friend were spotted drunk and naked on a Tampa street after they exited the bar. And the duo told the cops they thought it would be funny to strip off their clothes.
Well, it would be funny. Right? I'll give him that. I'd laugh. Yeah, but,
there's laws for that for a reason.
I think he's got a defense. I mean, that's the Oscar the Grouch defense.
Right.
See, naked in the trash can.
I saw the one that was an adult one that Oscar the Grouch was singing a song. And he said, it was really raunchy, but this is the part I probably shouldn't say this. This part that sticks in my head, you say the same song is that shit, it ain't funny. I beat my meat like it owes me money. Oscar the Grouch. I guess the Oscar the Grouch was always naked too.
Yeah.
Getting this thing
beating his meat like it owes him money. Like
I believe you remembered the lyrics to the Oscar the Grouch. Yeah.
That's wow. Your kinky cry.
Naked in a garbage can.
Kinky can. Oscar. Pinellas County. Strikes again.
Disease now. Oh, my God.
Love those banjos. Well, you know, the eclipse wasn't just a massive event here in the U.S., it was a pretty big deal in Mexico as well.
Yes.
And we've talked about the crazy coverage in the United States, but Mexico may have outdone us with some of their coverage. In fact, you could say their coverage was nuts.
Yeah.
RCG Media, that's the owner of a 24/7 news channel in Mexico, and they were covering the eclipse when their three anchors presented clips that had been submitted by fans, so people around Mexico taking videos and pictures, and sending those in to the TV station. And so they are presenting these clips as they are talking. So the clips are showing up on screen. And so as the male anchor was listing the cities from where the eclipse could be enjoyed, clips sent in by viewers are being presented on the left side of the screen. The first few clips rolled by, and then a clip came that started out looking like the moon moving into a position to block the sun, but it suddenly became clear it was a man blocking out the sun with his testicles. One of the two female anchors gasps in shock, like you can see in the video, the second that this happens, while the male co-anchor carries on as if nothing has happened at all. The clip was quickly taken off the screen with the male anchor explaining that the clips were submitted by viewers, and it looks like one of the viewers may have gotten a bit carried away. He apologized for the embarrassment. Apparently, this is a gag that has been pulled off a number of times during eclipses around the globe. Huh. It's even got its own name and social media handle, Testicular Eclipse. Even Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee has gotten in on the risque gag, posting a similar video on his Instagram page the other day before taking it down on Tuesday. So I guess Tommy Lee's nuts only had 24 hours in online. But Monday's incident in Mexico appears to be the first time the image made its way onto television, with many mocking the news outlet for failing to check the video before airing it. One ex-user with the handle Revolver claimed responsibility for submitting the clip to RCG and happily took congratulations from fans online. Greetings to all my people from Saltillo, which had to watch my eggs on television because those from RCG neglected to review the video of the eclipse carefully, he wrote. I love them. It remains unclear if the footage submitted was of Revolver himself or if it was recycled from previous testicular eclipse posts. RCG Media spokesperson says the TV outlet plans to prosecute Revolver and Mexican authorities are investigating the incident. I don't think you can prosecute Revolver for his testes blot on the moon. I think the whole newsroom should listen to some banjo.
Testicular. Little nut job.
I think Tommy Lee's nuts have been seen way more than every 17 years, though.
And, you know, I have to
especially that
give some Anderson give some hit. Compliments to Tommy Lee on his equipment.
Yeah, he's blessed.
Tommy be packing.
His mama blessed him.
All right. What do you ever tell any final thoughts?
Yeah, y'all just stay safe. Love and appreciate each and every one of you. And I do want to throw another shout out real quick to Stephen and Cheryl Reed and the sister who came in and brought us the awesome gifts. Have you ever drank mead?
No.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what's in the bottle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can try it. You know, back in the olden days, that's what they put on ships because when they ran out of water and to keep things from getting contaminated. But anyway, they brought a bunch of cool stuff. But you can check them out at Reed, readsbnb.com. She's been inviting me there for years and years. I just hadn't got there. It's in the high desert. They have a beautiful place. Mm. She showed me the photos. But thank y'all. And just thank everyone. We love y'all and appreciate you. And be safe.
Hey, and all you people who have anything in common with all these eclipse wackos from earlier in the week, probably a good time to get in touch with our pal Tracy Lofton and get some stuff in that system that gets rid of all those toxins put in during the eclipse. So find her at tlmlofton@yahoo.com or go to the Lagniappe Infusions Facebook page and get yourself rinsed out. Get one of them Myers cocktails.
Love Tracy Lofton.
Want to wish a happy birthday to an actor buddy in L.A. You know who you are, pal. Happy B-Day.
Happy B-Day.
All right. That's it. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everton.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Let's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.